And take a phone call. It's ridiculous. Hello, Justin in St. Louis.
What's going on, Ellis?
Hey.
Hey, man. Did you hear that podcast with Rogan Friday?
No, I've never listened to a podcast. I don't listen to anything at all. I love Joe Rogan, but I don't... Why? What happened?
Yeah, you might want to hear it. He had Doug Benson and Eliza Schlesinger on there and shit.
No, Doug Benson. We like Doug Benson.
We do.
We had an issue with Eliza Schlesinger.
I don't know who Eliza Schlesinger is.
She was also on this show.
She's the one who, when you walked off that day, and you weren't answering her or whatever it was.
Oh, no, that was Cumtard's fault. Cumtard won her on the show, and I didn't, and then he gave me some notes about her that had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, dude, like, you want me to have this chick on, and then you give me questions that don't involve her at all. What the fuck? Why don't you have her on your fucking show and get off me?
Yeah, I heard you say that. Actually, Doug Benson knew that. He said the other guys probably booked her, and it was probably a big old thing. But Rogan said he...
Oh, they were talking about it?
Yeah. Rogan said he was in the car listening to it, and he heard her on your podcast, on your show. And he said, what happened with Ellis? And she was like, I don't know. He just really wouldn't talk to me, and he got kind of weird. And Rogan's like, I can't see him being like that. I really, really like the dude. And he said... he liked your show. He said the show was real funny. He told her she should listen to it, and that's pretty cool. Benson defended you too, man.
Thanks, dude. It's good to hear. I love Joe Rogan, man. I think they're... Look, I take full responsibility for that. I am a fucking emotional bastard, and Cumtard was already pissing me off. And whenever other people suggest guests that I don't really want on the show, I'm fucking sensitive to that, it doesn't have to be a guess that if I'm interested, well then it'll be good. If I'm not interested, then it won't be good. So don't fucking shove it down my throat because I've already given up. But he was like, you love it. You guys have got tons in common, and the first question I asked, she was like, no, that's nothing. I've never done that ever, and I was like, okay, now you've got her on my show, and I'm asking her a question that's incorrect, so now I just look like a... you've arranged for me to look like a fucking asshole. And then I spat the dummy, which I take full responsibility for. I acted like a baby. I actually wanted to tell her to get the fuck out, but because she's a lady, I didn't say that.
Yep.
So I just sat here, and I was hoping that you two were going to shut down too, but instead they both had a conversation with her
for
30 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just sat here looking at both of them going, really? You're going to keep asking them questions? Can't you get her the fuck out of here? But they were trying to be nice because I was being such a dick.
I feel like this is such an ongoing event with this poor girl.
I don't even know why anybody's bringing it up. Somebody said something to me. I saw somebody say something on Twitter about it, and I thought that they played a replay of it on the show, and I called Will and Cullen and said, you better not be playing the worst 20 minutes of my fucking radio career on Best Of.
And now on Worst of the Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah, and they were like, no, we didn't. So maybe that's where it came from, maybe those guys. But look, I love Joe Rogan in more ways than one, and not sexually, obviously. But I think Joe Rogan is a fucking gnarly comedian. I think Joe Rogan is the voice of mixed martial arts. I think Joe Rogan is one of the more talented people I've ever heard on the radio. And I don't like anybody on the radio. But I would say that, you know, I like Joe Rogan on the radio. I like Jude on the radio.
Doug Benson, too, I like quite a bit. His podcast is very fun.
Obviously, I've never heard that, but I think Doug Benson is a funny guy.
Yeah.
I've never heard his... I don't listen to radio. I really have just completely given up on all of it. I don't. I listen to the soothing sounds of Thomas Hayden Church's Porsche. Or Vulgar Display of Power's 20th anniversary. I really am a redundant... Or when I go home, I will listen to Danzig's fucking first album for 20 minutes. Like, I'm not... an open-minded guy. And she seemed like a nice lady, and I was just fucking pissed. So, I'm sorry to that girl, and if she wants to come back on, I would love to have her back on to apologize to her face for being such a bitch. Shout out to the Rogan.